It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, a principal in Milwaukee's western suburbs at Brookfield East High School, is named the 2024 National Principal of the Year. The honor presented by the National Association of Secondary School Principals at a ceremony in Washington, D.C. Call in with a question or comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Andrew Farley has been principal of his alma mater, Brookfield East, for a decade. Andy, congratulations and welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to join this morning. I appreciate your time and having me on.
How do you feel at this moment? What is your reaction to winning?
It's been an intense week. So last week we were in D.C. for three or four-day conference. They pull every state principal of the year together from either the middle or school level, and it's an amazing learning opportunity to collaborate with principals from across the country that are doing great things in their schools and in their classrooms every day. And then, you sort of move towards this announcement. I knew I was one of three finalists for Principal of the Year, and then Friday night they announce it at the banquet with all the principals of the year, and it's a complete honor and really humbling at the same time. So, it's still a little bit in shock, but excited to be back at Brookfield East here this morning.
You've said you prioritize cultivating student leadership. How do you do that? Why is that a priority?
Yeah, it's really important. And certainly in our high schools, our staff came together about a decade ago, my first year, and outlined our mission, vision, and core values. And one of those core values that still resonates is the importance of student leadership and building student leaders to impact our school, but more importantly, be successful and impact our communities and region and country and globe post-graduation. So I think we do that in a number of different ways. In their classrooms, we need students to be leaders of their learning. We need students to lead their collaborative groups and our teams and organizations. We really strive for engagement. Over 90% of our students are invested in at least one club or activity or sport, and we think that's a really important leadership development opportunity. We've developed a number of leadership teams that are service-based, that are club-based, that are activity-based. Our athletic and activities director has done a wonderful job of building over 70 clubs and activities and service programs that all kids could connect to. Mm. And then we have really some high-impact leadership teams, too, like a principal's cabinet, which I love to meet with weekly. It's about 60 to 70 kids, 9th through 12th grade, and they give great feedback on what works here and opportunities to grow. And I think one of the great opportunities here with this award has been able to tell the story of the Brookfield East and Brookfield Central Hope Squads and the Hope Squads that exist throughout Wisconsin in 150 different middle school and high schools. And that's an amazing student leadership group that works at building mental health and physical health and a total comprehensive approach to wellness for kids. And we know how important that is.
Are Hope Squads new to your school or new to Wisconsin?
We are in about our sixth or seventh year as a Hope Squad school, originated in Utah. We were, us and our partners at Brookfield Central were the first two Hope Squads in the state of Wisconsin, and then we're fortunate to have support that's built that out to about 150 throughout Wisconsin right now.
We're talking about school leadership with Andy Farley, Brookfield East High School principal and 2024 National Principal of the Year. You can join in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Kevin in Janesville. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Kate, you mentioned the principal's great track record at closing achievement gaps. I am a middle school teacher here in southern Wisconsin. Achievement gaps are huge on our to-do list. How do you get kids to engage on standardized tests, which are measuring those gaps? I see so many kids that are just turned off, won't participate, don't give it their all. What do you do? What else can we do?
Kevin, thank you. Andy.
That's a great question. I think, you know, the article that broke last week about ADT hits a new 30-year low or 25-year low for composite scores across the country. We were fortunate to have a staff meeting that next day, and we talked about how that's not the same report we received here at Brookfield East. So our class of 2023 had a composite of 23.8, but an amazing 24.4 on the reading portion of the ACT. And one of the aspects our ACT statewide coordinator talks about is the importance of rigorous learning experiences every day. You don't prepare for the assessment. You prepare for learning and deep learning and critical thinking and problem solving in every class and every content area. We're a really proud Avid school. I don't know if your listeners are familiar.
Familiar with Avid, but yes, please share. I have a daughter in Avid. Go ahead.
Yes, and I have a son, and we have a son in Avid. Avid is an amazing program that seeks to stretch the potential of every learner by giving an academic skill set and, more importantly, a set of confidence that they thrive in the classroom and beyond. So I think to answer that question, I think we don't focus on the product or the result. We focus on the process. There's some of the success here. We have amazing instructional coaches, amazing teachers that have deployed a critical reading process in every content area. So when you talk about when you're reading at Brookfield East High School, you're reading the same way, regardless if you're in math or social studies or world languages. That process and that language has really helped elevate our students' confidence in reading so that they're deeper thinkers and stronger readers, and you know, the result is increased learning as a result. I also think, you know, we all know the importance of high expectations in the classroom, and we all know the access to rigorous content is really important for all kids. So when we talk about being a national blue ribbon school, we are so honored to receive the gap closing nominee or recognition, one of only three high schools in the entire country. And I really think it comes down to teacher confidence, teacher skills, the impact of teachers every day in their classrooms. We know how important that is. But the feedback piece, the magic that happens in classrooms where our students feel safe and stretched and supportive in the learning process to achieve academic excellence at rates that maybe they didn't think were possible at the start of the class.
You know, the fact remains, though, that Wisconsin schools have one of the worst racial disparities in the nation, the widest assessment score gaps between Black and white students. So how do we close those opportunity gaps and create schools where a child's race and their class are just not predictors of their outcomes?
Yeah, I love that question. And collaborating with principals across the country, we wrestled with that question. How do we elevate a collective commitment across the country to close those gaps? And we talked about all the same pillars, relevant, rigorous instruction. We have over 25 AP classes here that don't have prerequisite requirements. In the state of Wisconsin, with Start College Now and early college credit, students can access up to 18 college credits that you don't teach at the high school level. We had students in our district access over 180 college credit classes. We know the research about success in high school is connected to that post-secondary readiness, or that success beyond high school, I should say, is connected to rigorous coursework at the high school level, and access to high-level capstone rigorous coursework essential for all kids.
Andy Farley is principal of Brookfield East High School in Milwaukee's western suburbs, recipient of the National Principal of the Year Award. You can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. An annual award recognizes outstanding high school principals and contributions they make to their school community and their profession. We're in conversation with Brookfield East High School Principal Andy Farley, named 2024 National Principal of the Year. Call in along the way, ask a question, share your views at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Andy, in August, Wisconsin Policy Forum report found turnover among Wisconsin teachers is at record highs. And last year, more than 15% of all teachers moved districts or left the profession entirely. What are you doing to retain teachers at Brookfield East?
It's a great question. It's something that's really important to education and for students. The people we put in front of kids every day is the most important role of school leaders, and we're fortunate here to have an amazing collection of 90 teachers that work every day tirelessly to stretch and support every student's learning. So their engagement's really important. We do a couple things that we believe hopefully have an impact on their retention rate. One is every teacher needs to be on a team, right? Like the importance of team and the importance of teams that are high functioning and impact student engagement, student learning, but also their development and learning, I think, is really important. I think we have an amazing department chair team here, that each department has a leader that deploys an O3 model where they meet regularly with each department member. And those questions are built around engagement and professional learning and goal setting and student learning and their PLC teams, et cetera. I think adult and teacher and educator wellness is really important. So how do we create that sense of balance? Because teaching is really complex. It's more complex than my 12 years in the classroom as a high school social studies teacher. And how do we make sure that we're equipping a sense of balance where you're not on 24/7, because this is the type of job that you can be on 24/7. And where you can disconnect and get away from the work and then come back and re-engage with the work. So I think the importance of team, the importance of teacher leadership, where they see themselves as leaders in their classroom, leaders in their teams, leaders in the department, and certainly leaders within our school and in our district, and the team piece and the engagement piece and the wellness piece are all major factors or pillars. We've been fortunate here that our retention rate's about 95-99%. So we continually dipstick with those pillars to see where we're at and where we're falling short and where we can make meaningful change, where you do feel balanced, you do feel connected to a team, you do feel like your ideas are valued, you do feel like you're growing in your leadership abilities and capacity to influence the school and district.
I think it's interesting you didn't mention pay. How much of this educator shortage that you see has to do with teacher pay and benefits?
I should have talked about pay. Of course, we're always looking at the opportunity to pay and benefits as a district, and we're up for our next cycle of refinement over what that looks like. And I give really significant credit for one of the major benefits we've added to our school district is an on-site health clinic the last couple of years. And just to interact with districts across the country, that's one benefit that many people are trying to. We all know the rising cost of healthcare costs and what that does for districts, but the opportunity for teachers and educators to get their child into a healthcare center that day at no cost, that's a benefit that changes the lives of teachers and educators, and me as a principal being able to do that. On-site healthcare has been a game changer for us.
Do you feel that you are, at Brookfield East, are in competition with other schools for teachers, for talent?
Yeah, I think that's the unfortunate reality, right, that every teacher has the opportunity to move within the region and move within the state. And to your point, the introduction of this question is that statistic is playing out. Certainly in certain professions, such as special education teachers, we see that movement at a much higher rate. So the opportunity to have and keep amazing teachers is something that's really paramount to the success here at East, and certainly the success at all schools. The constant churn or transition of teachers, we know that impact that has on kids, and we're trying to work tirelessly to keep an amazing staff together, as I know all principals in our roles are trying to do.
We're talking about school leadership with Andy Farley, Brookfield East High School principal and 2024 National Principal of the Year. You can join in with your questions, your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Here's Andy in Platteville now. Andy, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hey,
yes.
I want to commend your guest first off. I mean, congratulations on this, and I commend you on your commitment to education, and I commend WPR on putting on this show. I tuned in late just when you started talking about, or you were talking about, college credits in high school. And my thing is, just sometimes I think that's overdone in high school. I hear a lot of kids who are just like, oh, boy, I can get out of college in 3 years, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'm just kind of like, what's the hurry? You know, what's the hurry? That's such a wonderful time of life, and people want to rush through the college thing. I understand part of it is financial, but I think there's another part of the equation we should be working on in that. And I just think, what are they missing? What are they not getting in high school by opting for these other classes? A lot of times I work with high school kids, and I'm just shocked at a lot of them on how they can't write a paragraph. They can't. Their writing is terrible. Their spelling is terrible, that sort of thing. So there's just a bunch of thoughts there.
Andy, thank you. Andy Farley, what comes to your mind as you see, this rush to get college credits?
Yeah, I think success rests with the individual, right? I think sometimes we think that, and our principal's cabinet does a great job of reframing this. When we talk about our mission being committed to academic and human excellence, that doesn't mean acquiring as much college credit as possible. Success is truly at an individual level, and they've reframed that, our principal's cabinet's reframed that to be better tomorrow than you were today. I think we're trying to create broad pathways for all kids where they see this is an opportunity that they want to pursue in the future, and whether that be college credit, that's amazing, and certainly we're going to encourage and advocate and create the system that they can access that. Mm-hmm. But we have an amazing launch program here with an executive director that has built 14 different career pathways for juniors and seniors, as well as our college and career coordinator, where kids can almost try that career pathway for a year as a junior and senior. And if they don't like it, that can be just as valuable as if they're like it and passionate about it. And then piece I'd add too, it's open right now here at Brookfield. The place to be is the Spartan Union, which is a student-run, teacher-supported coffee shop. And it is a full-fledged coffee shop. And we built it 5 years ago, all with community donations. And the goal was creating entrepreneurial skills and talents for students that want to go on a business pathway in an atypical sort of approach, where you're actually, what better way to run a business than by running the business at a high school level? So to that caller's question, I think our goal is to create as many pathways and opportunities for students to explore career interests and passions. College credit and access to that is one piece of that, but it's not the only piece to that.
How does it feel to you to walk the halls of the place where you came of age, where you graduated from?
It's a great question. I love this place. Brookfield East is a special place. I feel like developed. We know how important K-12 education is throughout our state. We know how important high school and those four formative years are. It's amazing to serve in this role. Brookfield East and Elmbrook is a special place, and you're right, to walk the halls as a student while the facility has changed. The belief in kids and the power of teachers here and the power of student leadership has not changed, and it's been amazing to have a front row seat in our classrooms and in our clubs and activities and teams, and see our kids thrive as a result of the work of our teachers and staff.
Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I so appreciate your time and the opportunity to connect with you this morning.
Yeah, take care. Andy Farley leads Brookfield East High School, recently won National Principal of the Year. The celebration occurred in Washington, D.C. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.